Good afternoon, this is Marketing Mojo with me, Angeline Tate. Today we have a panel of three speakers to try to give us a view about relevance of TV commercials today. We spend more time watching videos on Facebook and YouTube today, and if not, there's always Netflix or online streaming. On the panel, we have Akira Kagami. He was the creative director at Dentsu Japan and won multiple awards, including Cannes Festival. We also have Ku Kei Lai, president for Producers Association in Malaysia, PPFIM, and lastly, Steve Davis, chief executive at Advertising Producers Association based in the UK. We'll get quite a diverse view today, one from the West, East, and also local perspective.
Kayla, why don't you just start by telling us what's the situation
okay,
here?
Okay, basically, what I want to say is that I want to give a little bit insight of PPFIM. Okay, PPFIM is the Association of Advertising Producers. And we have worked very hard to achieve how to improve our industry. And we did something great last year, that we have contract so that to improve the professionalism in Malaysia. So since we have achieved that, and this year, we want to do more. So that's why we made bringing in the expert. I have two speakers, Akira on creative and Steve on the producing side, what is done in the other countries so they can share with us whether the TVC is relevant to this digital age. Mm.
The essence of PPFIM initially also is to help just video producers as a whole in Malaysia because the industry wasn't being supported.
Yeah, it's not only helping the producer, but to me, our objective is we have to work with the client. So the client, the agency, we have to collaborate all together to work together to achieve what we want to achieve. You come in out, yeah, TV, is it relevant? Yes, it is. After studying, it is. But now we slightly sidetracked to what they call viral. You know what's viral? That they go on online, YouTube. But TV is still important. TV is still alive.
Okay. Well, Steve, what's your perspective then from UK? Perhaps TVC is still relevant, but I'm sure everyone's seeing a dip when it comes to brands trying to invest into television commercials.
Yeah, I think it's been fascinating because around 10 years ago when digital became prevalent, we were told that it was all over for TV. Young people weren't watching TV anymore, that you had personal recorders now, which meant you cut out commercials. But actually all the statistics show that people are consistently watching as much television as they ever did, even before the internet came along. People are seeing more ads than ever, and the ads are on TV are uniquely effective because culturally people accept the idea of advertising on television, which they don't necessarily accept on the internet or something, which is a much more impatient medium. If I'm on a website, an ad comes up, I just click off it and go on to something else. On TV, I'll see some of the ads and some of the breaks, and that's enough. So that's been interesting. But of course, all those media, new media, are also opportunities for advertisers, so they need good stuff for those as well. And often they want stuff, the TV ad, and they want the digital stuff all together for the same price they used to have the ad for. So that's a big challenge for the industry too.
And what's the main challenge, though, when it comes to trying to then convince clients that you should invest into TVCs?
Well, I think if you're going to talk about challenges, I mean, you have to produce the business information that establishes the value of the advertising. And I think in the UK, we have something called the Effectiveness Awards, which are econometric studies of advertising campaigns. And it will work out, factoring out all the other things like price and supply changes, that for the good campaign, say for every £1 spent by the advertiser, they got £6 back. So I think, you know, and you can see that TV is usually still at the centre of those campaigns. They involve other things too, but they're still at the centre of it. And so that's the evidence, really, that the client needs to decide to spend the money.
I think the client should know, like what Steve told us, say that even YouTube, if I don't like the ad, I just I forward it. Whether in TV, they still play, you still feel the commercial. So I guess how to measure the readership?
How?
It's very hard, right? So they will say that YouTube, a lot of people watch, but no. Do you do that?
Well, there's also been big instances of fraud. For online advertising. This is a big issue in America now because it turns out that something like over half the ad views claimed, they're often viewed by robots.
Yep.
Or they haven't been watched properly. Even. Mm-hmm. So there's someone was estimating, there's a guy called the Ad Contrarian website, Bob Hoffman, who's a great writer about advertising, that some very small percentage of online ads hits have actually been seen by people. So that's a big issue that the industry needs to grapple with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about in Japan? Do you have any insights?
I didn't know this market, but actually in Japan, the last year, there are the several very successful campaigns. But every campaign has a very good TVC in the center. So many people talking about integrated communication or something, but there's still a good TVC. And that means the TV is still, they have a power to move the people.
I think maybe the media should reduce the cost of it, make it affordable for the client can actually go into that. Because nowadays, the media buys is quite expensive. So the client will say, ha, I can go on YouTube, it's free. So maybe to start off, maybe make it as affordable. Mm-hmm. So then they will go in to buy spots in TV. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I think that's interesting. But the fact is that it's easy for clients to have free media now, but someone's got to watch it. And if you look at examples, for example, brands having their own channels, McDonald's or Pepsi got rid of theirs recently. Audi had one for a while. Okay, so I saw some of the stuff on Audi TV at conferences. Actually, the programming was reasonable, but nobody in real life ever said to me, did you see that thing on Audi TV last night? It was just an advertising industry sort of navel-gazing, really. So what these big channels do on TV is they deliver that mass audience, especially with the shows that have been developed around the world to keep a live audience these days, like the big talent shows like X Factor and America's Next Top Model and Project Runway and all these things. They all deliver a mass audience, and you have to pay for that, but without it, you might just be advertising to, you know, three people on YouTube.
But yeah. And so you do say that, I mean, viewership is still higher on TV compared to online.
The actual viewing, I think so. But YouTube is very hard to measure, you know, whether you view the commercial or not.
Right.
You know, but whether it's how accurate, I don't know.
There is a YouTube phenomenon, actually. One of them is that the most popular things on YouTube are how to do things, like how to fix your sink, how to unblock your toilet or whatever, because those things are hard to follow in instructions, and other people have done it. And so for brands, actually, there's some evidence that just simple things about a brand, about how you use a drill or something, it's not really an ad, but it kind of is. It's not a creative ad, but it sort of supports the creative advertising, so that sort of thing is important on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. This is very interesting because, you know, the web and the TV is a completely different way. Mm-hmm. So TV is kind of the passive media, and the internet is, of course, a positive one. So what's happened is there's a lot of people still watching TV because we all was very lazy. Oh, yeah. So that's the kind of things, you know.
Up next, what makes a good TVC? Akira believes that craft is very important. So stay with us, Marketing Mojo, BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
You're still listening to Marketing Mojo with a panel of three guests with us today. Akira Kagami giving the creative perspective, Koo K Lai, president of PPFIM in Malaysia, and Steve Davies, chief executive at Advertising Producers Association in the UK.
I think I would like to dive into the content of a TVC, right? Are there new ways of people doing TVCs, if it's relevant, right? What do you have in mind? Any suggestions or any projects that's happening in Japan, around the world, or in Malaysia that we should keep a lookout for?
Everything changes and everything stays the same, you know, as the expression is. And it's what it means is that good advertising still has to have impact and relevance. And those things are inescapable across all channels. And so the TV ads that work well are the ones that capture those things both. They're imaginative, they capture the mind of the audience. One of the things I spoke about at the seminar today was Christmas advertising in the UK, which has become like the Super Bowl has become in America, because all the brands compete to have the best Christmas ad, spend money on it. But they also get huge millions of pounds worth of free PR because the newspapers and the television programmes all judge who had the best commercial. So that's a great phenomenon.
Yeah, I think it's quite a shame that Malaysia is cutting out the festive ads. Usually when Chinese New Year, there's a lot of Chinese New Year ads. Now we hardly see any.
Wow. Mm.
I mean, it's very sad, but this is how we are moving towards that. They say there's no budget. Mm. Again, budget come into play again.
Yeah, but so, in Malaysia as well, I guess, TV viewership has also gone down, right?
Yeah, in the way, yes, it's gone down, yeah, fine. But how the TV station boost it up? Maybe get a good movies or get some good, interesting program that it can boost it up. As I say, the media buy. If the media buy is affordable, I think the client will actually invest in that so that we can increase the readership. They have to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, viewership, sorry.
Akira, I hear your background in making interesting TVCs.
You say crafting is important.
Yeah, yeah. I truly believe that there's something missing in our industry in Japan. The one is the history, and the other one is the craft. And I truly believe that, you know, you can make a wonderful TVC with your craft, but sometimes it seems like they lost their confidence in the craft. So that's kind of problem. I always wondering, you know, who killed the TV?
It's the client. They thought their 30 seconds, they want to see the branding. From second number one to 30 second, brand. But if there's too many brands, you stop watching the commercial, right? It must be entertaining. Bus must have a stopping power in between that. There must be certain times that your brand will come out, but not for the 30 second. Every second you must see brand.
And that's the phenomenon today.
Yes.
But actually, you know, of course, there are a lot of the reasons why, you know, TV is getting weaker and weaker. Some of the digital media come in, or the social media, or maybe the client. But actually, I'm really afraid of that. Who killed the TV? Maybe our service.
But I think the client should give us some creative way to express ourselves. What I felt that now, the client appoint the agency and to do creative. But the client become a creative directors too. They actually tell the concept what they want. I think once they appoint somebody, they should give them a free hand to express themselves. Then the ad will be good. My experience, a lot of junior clients will tell you what to do. You know, so are they playing creative or the agency is doing the creative?
Well, that's a strange phenomenon around the world, really, is that if you're a business, if you go to your lawyers or your accountants or your architect, you go and take their advice, and provided the advice generally seems to make sense, you go with it. With advertising, you appoint these experts, and they come up with an idea, and you say, I don't like this, this, and this. Could you do it like this? And, of course, you could end up in a situation where the agencies, because they are working competitive market, they have to agree, but you don't get good advice like that if you sacked your lawyer every time they gave you advice you didn't like. And I think the same is true. I've never understood why people go to experts in advertising and then doubt them at the start.
Yeah. This is the main problem that we are facing now.
And is that what you mean by we killed the TVCs?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like, you know, maybe some of the people really lose the confidence of what they have. So one of those things is the craft itself. Of course, there's very much new technology coming, or something like the AI coming. But still, I truly believe that our craft is still have a good power to move the people and making something good, something better.
Could you explain more about the craft then? You know, elaborate more what makes a good TVC that moves people.
Okay, so that there's two kinds of craft, I believe. For the production side, there's a lot of the craft for the production. And the other one is for the agency. The most valuable craft in an agency is how to focus the message, make it simplified, and to understand to everyone. So that's the two kinds of craft. And it seems like maybe production side, there are still the good craft in there. But for the agency, sometimes I feel, they lost the craft. Just obeying what the ground said.
But you see, I understand the agency. The cakes are very small. So what they do, that they fear, the client say A, they must follow A. If not, they might lose the account might go to the B. So it's chicken and eggs, you know. So I think what is important is they should, once they appoint an agency, they should have the trust in them. They should give them the freedom to express their creativity. So after 1 year, the contract expires. If you feel the agency is not selling your product, then you go for a pitch. That is fair. It's not halfway through you tell the agency what to do. This is the problem we are facing. Not here, because I do a lot of job in Jakarta and do it in Ho Chi Minh. Same thing. They're all worried about branding. I must see my brand.
But why is this such a widespread phenomenon? Why is this happening?
No, it's a very mysterious process, really. I think that it's up to us. We need to constantly make the case to advertisers about what skills craft brings, why it's good for their brand. But I suppose if there's one answer, I think it's probably the effect of an over-competitive market. There are too many agencies and too many production companies, and I think as a buyer of a service, it's obviously good for the market to be competitive. But when it gets beyond a certain point, I think it might become a disadvantage, because if everyone is just falling over themselves to agree with you, to do the work that you just asked for, and not giving you advice because they're kind of desperate in the market, that's actually becomes a bad thing for the buyer, because you really are truly buying expertise, and that means the advice of an impartial third party who can look at your business afresh and say, this is working right, this is working wrong, we should do this.
Is there then a sort of formula of making a good, you know, TVC? You did say craft, right? But I'm looking more in terms of like the timing, the length of a certain commercial or a time of a specific day to air this TVC. You know, these are the things that the clients might ask, right? So do you have any response to that?
That one is a media.
Yeah, that's sort of split into the media, really. But I think, yeah, so obviously it's more expensive to buy a slot in big shows, but it all depends upon your target market. If you're advertising to, say, young people, I don't know, say H&M or something, one of those brands, then appearing in one of those big talent shows on a Saturday night might be worth the money. If you're selling a brand aimed at a different section of the population, it possibly isn't. But that's really a media buying expertise.
Okay, and what about 30-second commercials versus, you know, like the Petronas films, right? Proper films, but it's considered a TVC as well. So which one is a better option?
Of course, the longer version would get a better feel, the storytelling. But obviously, it's very, very expensive in media buy. Mm-hmm. So only the big companies like Petronas or all the big company can afford that. Is a normal consumer product? No. 30-second, not only 30-second, now they're going 20-second or 15 seconds to communicate.
It depends on the creative, which is the best answer. But what advertisers will typically do in the UK, and I'm sure it's true elsewhere, if they make a long version because they think the long version is brilliant, say 2 minutes or something, 90 seconds, they may show that a few times at peak time, and then they will then do cut down. So they will show 20-second versions of it after that, and they will rely on the fact that the viewer will have seen the long version at least once. It'll have a reinforcing effect, even though you're not seeing the whole thing again.
Mm-hmm. You hardly see any 60-second commercial in Malaysia now.
I hardly watch TV.
No, oh, you hardly watch TV, and you should start watching TV.
And what do you think, Akira?
Yeah, we are talking about, you know, which is better, longer one and the shorter one. But still, we have a lot of the 15-second spot. And I think the role of the film is completely different. Well, the shorter version is really good for the raising up the awareness. And for the longer version, maybe branding.
Yeah,
or
branding.
Something like the good feeling for the client side. Mm-hmm. So they're a completely different way.
Is it possible to do storytelling in 15 seconds in today's world?
Can, but
unless you do Vine's video.
Can, but usually a client want to squeezing a lot of things between 15 seconds, no. If you want to communicate just a message, possible, as a director. But usually the client know they want to squeeze everything in 15 seconds.
You can certainly make an impactful film. We showed a couple today that from UK in 15 seconds. Yes, it would be a complicated story. A single idea that's well executed and will still have an impact on people.
In Japan, there are a lot of the 15-second commercial talking about the story. But maybe it's all very, very tough to understand if you live in outside Japan.
I think the client appreciate the longer version, of course. But as I say, bought down again, budget, the media buy. Yeah. The longer version, you got to pay more, 60 seconds, So basically, as I say, media buy. Mm-hmm. If media buy cheap, I think longer version will give a better feeling. You can communicate the our message better, right? Mm-hmm. How you craft it.
Could you give the examples that you said that you showed today and it was impactful for a 15-second advertisement? Do you have any examples of the brands or?
Well, I could tell you about a couple of things. The trouble is they're very visual and it's best to show them. But a couple of things I showed today that were very simple. there was an ad for Weed Killer where the guy was just moving back and forth, doing different things, pretending to spray. You can't explain it, but it was just stupid and impactful and funny. And there's another one for a payment system called Smooth, which is just a fish that looks like it's a bit dead sliding down a slide. And it's one of those things, you can't really explain why it works, but everyone I've ever shown it to or watched it in awards, it really makes people laugh. And why, I don't know, but it's just a clever idea.
Because it works, simple, no?
And you wouldn't want to, it works in a 15-second ad. It wouldn't work in a 90-second version, it would be boring. Yeah. It has to be quick.
As I say, you've got to have a single idea, a stopping power, then 15-second works. As a director, it don't happen in this region. They like to squeeze in lots of message in 15 seconds.
Well, I think, you know, let's build a conclusion here, right? So TVCs are still relevant. Your response, yes or no, why? And just one suggestion to make this industry better.
Well, I think TVCs are holding up very well because we've seen the actual viewing figures of television in the UK. And I'm sure it's elsewhere. It's extremely high, much better than people anecdotally think that it is. But, of course, there's huge opportunities now in virtual reality, augmented reality, live posters, etc., which we also have to grasp. So it's a time of great opportunities for the industry, but it's also a difficult time because clients' budgets are being stretched further and further, and we're constantly challenged to make work for less money than we think we should get paid.
Mm-hmm. Any suggestions then for, I don't know, client side, agency side, to make a better case of themselves?
Well, I think probably it's better for production to be involved earlier on in the process. And so if a client wants to make, lots of internet ads during the year as well, that there is an open discussion about what they're trying to achieve, how much money they've got, and people work together in a partnership. And, of course, the client can terminate the partnership if it's not working well. But I think that's much better than the current system where often an expensive script is being written and the client then says to the production company, we haven't got any money for this internet, and they have to try and find a way of doing it, and it's basically impossible. And everyone's left dissatisfied like that.
Okay, and Kayla,
with this digital age, I think I must accept that the web is quite important too. So I think there must be a mixture because depend on which target audience you're looking at. TVC is important, it's relevant. But the other side where the young, the youth like you say that you don't watch TV, there's certain sector markets. So you could divide it out. But I feel that yes, TV is relevant, but you must keep to the edge that you must have the viral. And as I say, I want to emphasize again, if the TV wants advertisement, they could lower down the budget
prices
in terms of buying media buying.
Okay, and Akira.
Okay, so I truly believe that the quality is really important. If the TVC is very good, that can work on the web.
Any platform.
Yeah, any platform, yes. How to make the good TVC, I advise to the younger generation, let's look at the old one. There's a lot of good things in all the ideas. So that maybe you will inspire you to making something different, something new. Yeah, that's my advice.
Do you have any examples of old TVCs that we can refer to?
Yeah, actually, I'm a lot of inspiration from the 60s.
The 60s? Okay.
Yeah, of course, maybe 70s, 80s, that's fine.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time.
That was Akira Kagami giving the creative perspective, Ku Kay Lai, president of PPFIM, and Steve Davis, chief executive at Advertising Producers Association. And if you have anything to share regarding the relevance of TVC today, please feel free to write into us at enterprise@bfm.my or just tweet us at BFM Radio. And thank you for listening. This is Marketing Mojo, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.